in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
It's very possible that people may take to the streets because there is a belief that government only listens to protest. Government does not listen to people when they communicate with their councillors or whatever. It is very possible that we may see more protests. But my fear is that those protests may take the form of the July last year, which we don't want to see. The July protests, they were hijacked by criminals and they were hijacked by opportunists. They destroyed the infrastructure. Some of the businesses never opened up. Others are starting to build up. But we are likely to see more protests. For example, the price of petrol goes with the price of paraffin, which is used as energy by poor people. And then if the price of petrol increases, the taxes are going to be higher, the school transport is going to be higher, all those kinds of things. We may see some kind of a show of dissatisfaction in one way or the other.
Well, of course, the cost of fuel is driven by international factors, as are some of the other commodity prices. However, within South Africa, what can government do in order to alleviate the burden on the poor? You know, is it a matter of looking at tax structures or basic income grants? Where then is the starting point?
Economic problems are very complex problems, and their complexity comes from the fact that they look simple. And then you apply this simple solution to a complex problem and you create even a bigger one. For example, the government can reduce the tax rate of one or the other kind from different levels. For example, the income tax can be reduced. But if you reduce that, the government revenue also will fall. When the government revenue falls, the government will not be able to pay the grants. Those are the dynamics of what government can do. The government can increase the 350 coming to the basic income grant. But the question is, do we have that money? Can the government afford that money? If the government reprioritizes the budget and increase the basic income grant, which is useful to some people because they have no income at all. But when that happens, government expenditure is going to increase. And when government expenditure increases, the government will have to go and borrow maybe. And borrowed money needs to be paid back with interest. And we have a whole lot of other problems that we didn't have. It's easy for us to say government must do this or the government should have done that. But we must look at the consequences of each of those actions by government.
How then do you react to those who say, well, sometimes protest is the only means that we have to communicate our dissatisfaction to government and to bring about some sort of change?
Protests are caused by serious concerns of people in communities, but we don't encourage people to engage in protests because these protests tend to be violent and they hijacked by criminals. And when that happens, then it destroys the very fiber of the community. And also, it destroys the good cause of the community. For example, they ban things that the communities already have. They will ban a police station, a clinic, and the road, and those kinds of things. We don't encourage a protest.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.